And if you'll remain standing for the lighting of the Advent candles, it's read responsively. The candles of our Advent candles circle around the Christ candle, remember hope. The candle of peace, peace be with me. The pink candle is for joy. Our joy is in the Lord. The candle of love. Now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. In the center is the Christ candle. In the center of our lives is Christ the Lord. Remain standing for the hymn. O Come All Ye Faithful on 234 in the hymnal, in the red one.
sing.
You to be seated. Merry Christmas. I have good news and other news. The bulletin before you is printed and pristine, and it's already being modified. So we will be like a family. How about that? We'll make do as we go, or like Peyton Manning used to do, call a play at the beginning of the play and say, "Omaha, Omaha," and switch to another play. We're going to switch the action song a little later. There are some things that happen. Michael, that means that the microphones are going to need to be up here sooner than they were, and then taken back and then put back. So that's all right. Family does what it needs to do. Is that right? Amen. Let's turn to our scripture. This is from the book of Hebrews, the epistle. Hear these words. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these days, he has spoken to us by a son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he has also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The word of the Lord. Thanks. We are actually ready for the ensemble next, but as they are gathering, I want to remind everyone that we are going to be using candles tonight. And if you're like me and just make mistakes, or if you have young people or old people, I guess that includes all of us, doesn't it? Be careful with fire. We're going to pass the flame around. Keep the lit flame upright. Bring the unlit candle to it and light it. Keep your candles away from hair. Hairspray was not invented when God invented fire. So that's a very dangerous sort of combination. There are not a lot of churches that still use candles, and so be aware and be careful. I have to mention a couple of Christmas miracles already occurring. Through a failure of communication, Colleen did not know she was accompanying us tonight, and so she has stepped in and done a beautiful job, so amen to her. And
God's blessing to us that she is able to do that. Nalu is stepping in for our sound person, drafted as he walked in the door. So it's a family affair. Amen?
Amen.
Push down next to Ms. Hunt a little bit.
Be muted too. Is the CD muted now?
Mike to the rescue.
Mike to the rescue. Mike the mic.
Now you're rescued.
There's a light in the distance, a star burning bright. A flame in the shadows that fills up the night.
The glory of heaven will soon bring the day. For Jesus is coming, preparing the way.
There's a song in the
assuming.
as a family, we gather, and as a family, we gather in prayer, and we gather the prayers that have been a part of our community. You see some of those printed on the back of your bulletin, or not. I guess I didn't print them tonight. It's a family thing. We've got too many services too close together, and you know, I have a very small brain, so that's just the way that goes. So I hope you'll forgive me. Lots of prayers for lots of people, and we want to continue them. Do you have any that you need to share this morning or this evening? This evening, as we are gathered as family, any specific prayers? That cold, and did any of you get cold? Think about that, and think of our brothers and sisters to the east who are now experiencing that. Lift them. We lost some lives. We had accidents. I saw several. I don't know that we lost anyone here, but prayers for weather-related events. Prayers for brothers and sisters caught up in war. Prayer for Christians around the world, and prayer for our Kiwi and Australian brothers and sisters who are barbecuing on this Christmas. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? So as we come and we gather, we are grateful too for some of the people that are here that have not been able to be, and we acknowledge them and welcome them and the families and the generations and the Christmas time that has gathered us. I do not have the birthday list. Well, I do have a couple here. Tomorrow is Helen Collins' birthday. I don't believe they're here, but they are joining us virtually, and you need to know that we are live on the internet, and as we are every Sunday, and a significant portion of our membership is unable to attend, but attends virtually, so we welcome them, and we celebrate them as well. Any birthdays or anniversaries or special things you want to list as far as just special announcements and things? That's true. Helen's birthday, or Holly Armstrong's birthday was Friday. Is today Saturday? Oh, there's good news. Okay. This week has just kind of turned inside out for me, so happy birthday to Holly, others. Ruby has something, please.
Yes, David and I will have been married 39 years on the 29th.
Congratulations. Did you see another hand up over here somewhere?
Somewhere. There it is.
Miss Lucy.
I can squeam.
Henley Coffey, his birthday was the 9th, and his wife, Lavinia Coffey, her birthday was Thursday, this past Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Happy birthday. Not enough celebrations going on in the world. My brother's birthday is the day after Christmas. I think he thinks it's a bummer. It is what it is. Pause a moment and just consider, if you will. We have Tongans, we have Caucasians, they call us Palangi. We have people of different cultures here, but only a smidgen of the variety of Christ's family. I mentioned the Kiwis and the Australians and the Down Unders. But think again. Think about our Hawaiian natives, or think about African natives. Think about, we did an African song. We've been doing African music. Asia, Japan. Think about all of the nations, and think about Christ and the gift of Christ to all of them. Amen? Let's turn to our pastoral prayer. Let's pause and take a moment of silent meditation and prepare for prayer. Loving Lord God, here we are. Here's your family gathered as you have gathered us, as we have gathered at the cradle of Christ. We are your children. we kneel before you. In your awesome gift to us, you have given us Christ, and we are grateful. And in this point, in this time, we gather with families that we can. We gather with the saints who have gone before us, our mothers and fathers and grandparents and those who have passed. And they join with us as well as we pause in this time of family and of celebration. As we come and we feast and we gather and we laugh and we celebrate, we also know those we've lost and we know those who are hurting. And we lift them, and you know them. Be with those especially who cannot come because of illness. Be with those who are estranged. But be with us, Lord. Be with your people gathered here, that we gather the Christian love that you've given to us and that we share it with the world. The world needs it, Lord. You know that. You know where we are and who we are and what we are about. As we come before you, hear our silent prayers, those that we share individually with you and that you hear and to which you respond. And be with us. Be with us as we come and gather. And as we pray with all of the Christians around the world, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite the ensemble forward. They're going to sing during our offertory. We do not pass the plates. That went away with COVID, but the plates are in the back of the sanctuary. And your gifts and generosity are a blessing to people around the world through the United Methodist Church.
See your mid-thaw winter snow, born the
We may have to clone him. Of course, then we'd have to feed him. Trying to make sure we're ready for later. In some churches, they have multiple services. This would be called the rehearsal. But we are a family, and we family will make that happen. We turn to the gospel. In the church, it's our tradition that if you're comfortable standing and are able to do so, you ask me to do so. So if you'll stand. And this particular scripture is an important one because this is the virgin birth narrative. This is the story out of Luke about why we're here and who he is. Hear these words from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord shone before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go down to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I think we're going to let you be seated because the action song is now. So please, am I right on that, Lauta? Thank you. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a gift. Did you know that a little child leads them? And what a blessing, what a blessing. We are grateful. Marco, would you help lead us? And there's a song in there. I think you ought to stand up. Let's sing this. There's a song in the air.
There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry. And the sun rages far while the beautiful sea, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy, oh, the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is Lord of the earth.
Welcome to Mass. This is Christ's Mass. That's how it got his name. And I'm not enough of a Roman Catholic to know whether this is an accurate Mass or what have you. We could turn to some other experts and try and figure all of that out. But I really don't know that we need to know, because we know what this Mass is about, isn't it? And what is Christmas about? Think about that a moment. It's a holiday and there's food. How many of you are thinking food? And drink and decorations and candles and jollity and parties and gift giving. And don't mind the man over here on the side who's busy with it. It's all right, Mark, you're doing fine. I just was trying to talk so I didn't point any attention out to you. You know, I didn't want anybody to notice that you were there. So covering for you, see, brother. It's what we do for one another. It's a family affair. If this were a performance, it would be a failure, but it's not. It's a worship. And that's okay. Amen? Think about Thanksgiving a minute. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Why don't we do Thanksgiving twice? Thanksgiving was good. Food was awesome. Why don't we have Thanksgiving in November and one in December? I could do a Thanksgiving every month, I think. But you know, there's something different here about Christmas and Thanksgiving. There's at least one pivotal difference here. This thing about gift giving. Have any of you ever gotten a present on Christmas? Nobody moved. I cannot believe that. They're all like, I'm not going to say anything. He's going to pick on me. See, the young ones, they know. Are you hoping to get some presents this Christmas? Not a trick question. I'm not after anybody. But this gift-giving thing is an interesting phenomenon. I remember as a kid receiving gifts, and it's different now. I'm still a kid, maybe. I don't know. But now the gift-giving is in a different way, and it has been interesting in my household because my the one that I won't let her understand that I'm speaking about her, who's my other housemate, she finds things when I'm at work. And she moves things, which is even more entertaining. And so Dad thinks he's losing his mind, which may be true too, but that's another story. But this gift-giving thing, it's a phenomenon about doing something to give to others. What an interesting thought. Expressing our care for others by giving them a gift. Do we give gifts because if we give them a gift, they'll give us a gift? Is that why we do it? I don't. In my household, that's not going to work at all. But we give gifts out of admiration. Not really. It's out of something else. There's another word for it. I'm kind of hunting around. Maybe love is the word. A candle right there, love. And that's what Jesus told us to do, is love one another. So we give gifts. Now, I know some of us stressed about giving gifts because I was always blessed with having to give gifts to people who, they already have everything. Stop and think about that a minute. We have people around us, and including us, who have everything. We are a blessed people. Amen? Think about that. Think about that and think about how we have everything we could possibly want or need. And somebody trying to buy a gift for us, it's a nightmare, but it's a struggle, but it's an act of love, and miracles happen, and it's wonderful. That giving of gifts is a special part of Christmas, but it's a special part of our life with God. Because you see, this is the night that we acknowledge the gift of a child born to humanity, that God gives us the Son. He didn't give me a voice to last the whole sermon, I guess. But think about that, God giving the world a Messiah. They'd been predicting it. We heard it in Hebrews, the times of old, the prophets have told of the coming of the One, the Prince of Peace, the Maker of Justice, the One of Righteousness. And they're all ready for a great king. And they get a baby, helpless, powerless, poor, born in a barn, in a stable. This is the great king that's coming, that God has sent to the world. Why in the world would that be the gift from God? And yet Christ is that gift. Christ is the one that is the gift beyond other gifts. Christ is the atonement that gives us life. Christ is the way teacher, the shower, the one that teaches us who to be and how to be in the world, how to be disciples. Pardon me. Take a moment when you're opening presents, whether you do it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and pause and consider the gift that we've been given. And pause the way and think of the way that we give gifts to those that are special to us, that we want to acknowledge and we want to say thank you to, that we want to let them know that they're special in our lives. And think about how we care for those others through that gift giving. And think about the world around us that needs that same gift. See, I'm afraid that's some of what we've lost. We've lost that ability for people to say, I'm going to care about someone else because God cared about me. I'm going to love one another because God has loved me. So pause on this Christmas. Pause in the gift-giving time, the gift-unwrapping time, and consider the gift. God has spoken to us by a Son. That's what the Scripture said. God has given us that gift of the child, of the Savior, of Jesus, who is the Christ. So now we join people around the world, and There are people who celebrate Christmas not completely understanding that it is the Mass of Christ and that it's the reason we're doing it. But they celebrate Christmas, and they celebrate Christmas with us, and we need to celebrate Christ with them. I'm going to ask Pastor Neo if he will come and join me, because we're going to get ready for our closing with Silent Night. We're going to sing. Do we need any intro to that, Mark? No? Okay. Pastor Neo and I will come, brother. We will light our candle from Christ's candle. And then we will spread it to everyone, because Christ's light is to all of us. The last piece of the song, we will turn the lights out. Ellen will fade out all the lights, and we will see that the lights of our candle illuminate. So I'm going to ask you to stand. Be careful with fire. And let's sing. Mark, will you lead us? Colleen, thank you. Them lit, but look around. Look at the amount of light that we're generating, candle to candle, all from Christ's light. This is the light that the world needs, brothers and sisters. Be that light, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now make sure and extinguish before you move. Amen.